We've talked a lot at this point in the pandemic about the supply chain, how much more people are doing online shopping, and that is a huge part of the economy and relates to the trucking industry, which according to the American Trucking Association's the U.S., the industry is short 80,000 drivers. The president, Chris Spears, says many are retiring and dropping out. There's also increased customer demand prompting a need for more drivers. Joining us to talk about this is John Houseloden. He is the Minnesota Trucking Association with that organization. John, thank you so much for joining us. What is that situation looking like locally in Minnesota?
Well, if you got it, a truck driver brought it, and just about everything we touch or have comes on a truck. The challenge is we have a shortage of truck drivers today. It's a systemic shortage that's been going on for some time. And so it is impacting the ability of the supply chain to move everything through right now.
We're seeing a lot of discussion, and this is even reflected in the data and numbers economically, of people being more selective about their careers, the jobs that they take, the working conditions they want, and the pay that they're willing to work for. Has that been a challenge for the trucking industry, attracting people, especially right now?
Truck driving is a unique job. It pays very well. It fits a type of person really well. But yes, we have had a challenge recruiting people that want to live that kind of job. The good news is that the industry has changed dramatically. We've reduced length of haul. We have more local pickup and delivery. But there still is that segment of long-haul trucking that must be accomplished to meet the supply chain. But the good news is that we've made accommodations and changes for people that want to be in this really critical industry.
What are some ways to attract younger drivers? Because at least my perception is that this is something that people can have a really long career doing.
Well, what's interesting is you can't drive interstate until you're 21. So this is what's fascinating. You can take a load as an 18-year-old from Minneapolis to International Falls, but you can't drive from Minneapolis to Hudson. It's ridiculous. But there's a part of a solution out there in the federal highway bill called the Drive Safe Act, which would create apprenticeships for those younger than 21. With the new technology, the new equipment, the training, the onboard cameras, we think that you can put younger people with the right conditions to drive trucks and get them into the industry sooner and have that school-to-work path. So we think it's critical that the federal infrastructure bill be passed. It be passed now so we can have new tools to bring people into this industry.
What do you think is the most appealing part of getting into the trucking industry? You mentioned that this is a great choice for a certain kind of person. You know, who is that person who maybe hasn't felt that call yet?
Well, the trucking industry has changed. So independence, choice, these are in the DNA of being a truck driver today. And if you want that, that is there for you. But it's also become a high-tech job. The technology these trucks have, the driver assist devices that help. If you, frankly, are a gamer, if you like the interaction, if you like those things, trucking has so much more going on than we used to historically. And I tell you, these trucks today are nice, they're smart, they're safe. And again, you can make a really good living. We have truck drivers making over $100,000 a year. And get this, you can drive a truck and live almost anywhere you want and have that kind of income. And so it's got a lot going for it that we think people really need to think about.
I should have had my mic on when I gasped when you said that this could potentially be a six-figure salary. So that certainly is attractive. Is there a point or is there concern within the trucking industry that there will be too short of drivers available and that this could be prolonging the type of supply chain shortages we're seeing? Are we nearing a critical point with the labor?
I think what everyone needs to understand, it's called a supply chain because it's a chain and there are different links. And so the truck driver shortage is a piece of this, but it goes all the way back to the starting point. We know there are ships sitting off the shore on the West Coast. We have containers, so you need containers themselves. You need to get them unloaded. The ports have not been moving efficiently. Frankly, some of the work rules, some of the operational barriers that have slowed things down are all part of this. So I think what we say to folks is this is a time to not panic, but it is a time to plan and a time to be patient. Our next day delivery has created this illusion that everything's always right next to us. And the reality is all of these products that we know and love and use have already been pre-positioned for our ordering the next day. That hasn't changed. So I think there's going to be some delays. It's not time to panic, but, you know, I think be wise and understand that this is not going to solve itself quickly, and there are a lot of things contributing to it.
John Houselauden with the Minnesota Trucking Association, thanks for coming on.
All right, thank you.
And also, according to the American Trucking Associations, if nothing is done, the latest figures, the industry could be short 160,000 drivers in 9 years. Coming up, traffic and weather and the news.